say I love the Lord and appreciate service this far. Appreciate the opportunity to stand. I want to ask you tonight just to be obedient. I say it every time I try to stand, just to be obedient, because it's so important to the service. This is one of the most important parts of the service, is the preaching. But if you're not obedient during the singing and the rest of the service, it can all be in vain if you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I've heard people say, well, you might be the key of the service. You might be if you're not being obedient. Just think about that. Just examine yourself. If I've done what I'm supposed to do tonight, and I believe if you do, then everything's going to work like this. And last time I tried to stand a couple of weeks ago, I'll just be honest with you, all week long, I just was kind of blank, Brother Jeff. I had a few scriptures, but I didn't have the message. And I woke up Sunday morning, and he gave me the scripture. And I went on to the church, and that morning it was youth Sunday. And a boy got up, and he taught Sunday school on the exact same scripture that I was going to preach on. And I was thankful. I just got to think about how the Lord works, and just sometimes His ways are higher than ours, you know, and how He moved in that service, and there was people. We just had a big altar call, basically, Brother Jeff. Really didn't get to preach, and I got to thinking on the way over here, Lord, that You gave me the scripture, and this thought, but is this the right way? And I was sitting right there, and He spoke to me and gave me a new thought, Brother Jeff. And I'm going to try to be obedient tonight. And I've preached on this chapter out of this very familiar scripture twice that I know of. And if you're keeping track, just write number 3 down. That's all I got to say. But it's Mark chapter 5, and it's very familiar scripture, but that's all I got. And it's closest to my heart tonight. And Mark chapter 5. A little bit of a different thought than I've had before about this scripture, but I'm just trusting the Lord. Verse 21, When Jesus was passed over again by the side and to the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh to see. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, had suffered many things with physicians, and had spent all she had, and grew, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And when she heard of Jesus, came and pressed behind him and touched his garment, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing with himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And the disciple said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith, Who thou touch me? And he looked around to see her, that he had done this thing. And now I want you to pay attention to verse number 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of that plague. Y'all can sit down. If I had a thought tonight, it'd be he'll do it again. He'll do it again. That's what he gave me just a minute ago. I got to thinking about this. This woman right here, she had suffered for many years, just probably tormented in sickness. And no doubt, but Brother Jeff, she probably tried many things in the world and just couldn't find no peace about it. She couldn't find nothing. She couldn't find nothing. She spent all she had. All she had on this thing is trying to find this peace. But you know what? One day she heard about Jesus. I'm telling you right now, I'm thankful that I heard about Jesus one day. She heard about him. I got to thinking the other night, what she did when she heard about him. If she got excited, if she thought there was a hope, or what she thought right then and there. But you know what? He had done some miracles in some people's lives right before this. If you read the chapter before, this first part of this chapter. And I just wondered what she had heard about him. Yeah. But you know what? Seek and you shall find. You know what? That's what she wanted. She wanted some peace. She wanted to be made whole right here. This boy, he was a ruler of the synagogues. You know what? He probably had tried everything too, Brother Jeff. He had this daughter right then and there was sick. And surely, I don't have kids, but hopefully one day I will, but I got a compassion about people. And you know what? I don't want to see nobody in pain and sick.
That's right.
And there's no telling how he hurt probably for his daughter. He probably thought, I want to get something, somebody, find somebody that can heal her.
Yeah.
And well, you know what? He heard about Jesus too.
Yes,
he heard about Jesus, Troy. What'd he do? He went to him, right?
Yeah.
I got to thinking, when you go to Jesus, when you get on your knees and you get to him, you're going to find something. You're going to find something tonight, but you got to want it. You got to want it. 12 years went by. 12 years of agony for this woman. She had this issue, and she was probably miserable as miserable could be. But you know what? She heard about Jesus. She thought, I'm going to get to him. And sure, but it probably wasn't easy. It was a crowd because people wanted to go and see what he was doing. They had already heard about these miracles. You know what? She got to him. She got to him. When she got to him, what did she do? She touched him.
Yeah, that's right.
And he knew when somebody touched him. He knew. He turned around and looked. He looked. You know what? I'm glad he looked upon me one day and saw my need. He didn't see nothing but a speck of dirt. But you know what? He saw my need. He knew I needed him. I knew I needed him. You know what? But you got to do something about it. You got to get to him tonight. You got to touch him. You know what? It's not more about you touching him. It's about him touching you tonight. And that's what he did. He touched her and he healed her right then. And you know what the Bible says in verse 33? The woman fearing and trembling. You know what, Brother Jeff? I was fearing that night. You know what I was fearing? I was fearing I was going to go to the devil's hell that night. I knew that if I didn't do something, if I didn't get to him, it was going to be too late. The door was going to be shut one of these days. Just in the day of Noah, it's going to be today. It could be today. I don't know when. Brother Jeff don't know when. None of these people in this room knows when. Not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father knows when. But you know, one day after a while, it's going to be over, and that door's going to be shut. And there's going to be no more that's going to enter therein. You know what? That fear and that trembling, I had to fear something. I had to learn to fear the Lord. And when I heard the Scripture, I've heard different preachers and different people testify about what the Scripture and what the message was when they got saved. My past former pastor said that he's told it. It's always stuck with me. God said his field's on fire. And you know what? He said he will set your fields on fire. You know what? You know what the message was? To me, it's like, do something with it. Do something with it. So many times we sit back and we got revival coming up here at this church, and we want to see all these things. We want to see all these blessings of God. He's able to do it, and he's going to do it if you put your effort into it. But you know what? You got to do something with it tonight. You got to do more than you're doing now. I'm not just saying it to y'all. I'm not trying to preach it to y'all. I'm preaching it to me too. We all could draw nigh to him. And the Bible says you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. If you don't try to draw nigh to him, he ain't going to come up to you and just put his arms around you and say, it's okay. You got to put the step. You got to step him first. That first step, it was said this morning. It said this morning. You make that first step, and then probably the rest of the steps you won't even know. And that's how it was when I got saved that night. I made that first step. And the next thing I knew is I was in the altar. And you know what? You know, when I realized and I got earnest with God and I got broken, you know what he did? He put his arms around me and just picked that weight up off of me. And I got to thinking, right, this lady right here, she'd been sick. And I can just imagine when she got down on her knees, she probably reached out trying to touch him. And when she did, I wonder if he just picked her up and said, it's going to be all right. He put his arms around her. That's what he'll do tonight. That's what he'll do tonight. This boy, his daughter was sick. And when he went and got Jesus, Jesus was going back to go back to his house, wasn't he? He'll follow you home. You got to let him follow you home. He'll follow you. No matter the circumstances, he'll get your attention tonight. If you're sitting here thinking, I'll just get out of this service. I'll just get out of here. I'll be all right. You might not make it out across that road right there. You might not make it out there. We're not promised tomorrow. Not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Say, preacher, you're trying to preach the salvation. No, I'm trying to preach what God gives me.
Amen.
And let me tell you, I see 74-year-old man get down and get saved in a revival here a while back. I was standing right there. I can't look upon the heart God can. But you know what? I've learned right then and there, Brother Jeff, that I can't look upon somebody and say if they're okay or not. That ain't my job. That's God's job. But it's your job to realize where you're at tonight. Say, brother, say, I don't have to face these things. My life is pretty good right now. But you know what? It can change in a blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye, it could change. Oh me, sometimes when we get down. When it's somebody else, we don't care. Half the time, we don't, if we're just honest with ourselves. But you know what? When it comes to our house, then we care. Then we're saying, come pray for us. And I'm guilty of it, too. I'm not being earnest with God. But I'm telling you tonight, we got to get in shape for revival. Revival season's coming. Revival season's coming to all of us here. But you know what? It can start tonight in your life. It's got to start some way. You can't expect the preacher to bring it. You know, it's got to start at your home church. It's got to start at your home. It's got to start in your family. It's got to start with you.
Amen.
If you're expecting to see somebody saved, then you've got to get earnest with God. You got to get earnest with Him tonight. I don't know where you're at. I have to examine myself every day. So every hour, pretty much. It's easy to get out of the will of God. If you don't stay in this world, I tell you, I realized here a while back. I've been in church all my life, but I read some scripture, Troy, and I realized some things. The Bible says pray without ceasing, and it hit me one day. See, you know the reason why we're supposed to pray without ceasing? Is so we won't get in trouble.
Amen.
And so we won't get out of sin.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
You can't help the birds flying over your head, but you can help prevent them from building a nest. That's just the truth tonight. Sometimes it gets hard, but you know what? That's what we need. We all need preaching to us. And if we get in the Word, then you'll get preached to tonight. It'll cut you. Been there. Every time I told Sister Grace the other night, sometimes when I pick the Bible up, I realize what awful person I am sometimes. What a sinner I am. But I'm glad for that. I'm glad I could go to church and I could go home and study. I could be going down the road and He could speak to my heart.
Yeah.
And Scripture come to me and I realize where I've sinned and come short. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
If you're here tonight and you say, well, I never felt that way, you better do some checking up.
Yeah.
You better be some checking up. Because you harden that heart too far. God's going to be through with you. That's hard, but it's the truth. He's only going to give you so many chances. You turn Him away. That's it. That one chance. That one chance. That night He said, this is your last chance. And you know what? I knew. You know how I knew? Because I was trembling. And I was fearful. I knew right then and there if I had tried to get out that door like I had done so many times, it's going to be my last chance. But you know what? There was a difference that night. There were people praying for me. There were people praying for me that night. There had been people praying for me for a long time. Prayer makes a difference tonight. But you can't get down on your knees and say, Lord, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, and expect Him to do it. Because you know what? You're not earnest about it. You're thinking within yourself, and you're not thinking the will of God. I don't know. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, show me your will for my life. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard. He'll say, do this. He'll say, do that. And it's something to come upon me. And I realize some things. It's hard sometimes. It's not going to be the easiest road, but it's the best way. He is the way. There's no other way. All the other ways out in the world are just destruction. Just destruction. But you know what? Peace is through Him, from Him. Peace. There's just one way, and that's through Jesus. Through Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. We ain't good enough to go to heaven. None of us. Not one of us. That's right. But nothing but the blood. I'm so thankful I took part of it that night. He washed me white as snow. Brother, he said, preacher, you going to sin after you get saved? Sure.
Yeah.
But we should strive not to.
That's
right. We should get in the Word and let it be in our life continuously. Amen. How much better would it be? How much better our life would be if we'd done that? I said it last time I was here. I had went up to the revival up in the mountains, Brother John Newton's church. And I think about this so much because he let me go up there and see some things. And I realized right then and there, I'd always heard people say you should be in one mind and one accord. But I saw it that night. I saw the church get earnest with God and get one mind and one accord. And you know what? There were some things happening in that church. You could see it. You could feel it. People go to church sometimes just to see what's going on. They want to see it. Sometimes I want to feel it.
Amen.
I want to feel it.
Amen.
People say, there's no God. I can't see Him. I can't see Him with those natural eyes. But can you see the wind? You can feel it, but you can see the effects of it. And that night I saw the effects of God. I saw the effects of Him moving in that church. And that night, Brother Jeff, it tore me up. It made me realize how I was falling and neglecting my duties as a Christian for not doing, not praying, not thinking about people, not putting God first in my life. Sometimes I want to come home and do what I want to do. But that night I saw some things. Some people were putting God first.
Amen.
And they were calling out upon Him. And you know what? He was moving. And we got revival coming up here. And I want you to do something tonight. I want you to do something every night before you go to bed. Is try to get somebody on your heart. Not just one person, but many people. And if you'll pray for them and ask them to come to the church. Brother Jeff didn't tell me to say this. Ask them, invite them to come to revival. You'll see some good things happen. But you got to do something. You can't just expect it. If you're not living right, you can't expect to come to church and receive a blessing. There's been many times where I'd come, and I have to come to the altar and say, Lord, forgive me. And sometimes I'd just be cold. You know why? Because I'd strayed. But I'd have to bust this altar wide open and say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for what I've done. But so many times it's been, Lord, forgive me for what I haven't done. That's where we neglect sometimes. Forgive me, Lord, for what I should have done. This woman had a long time to think about what was going on in her life. You could try what you want to try, but you're not going to find real peace until you find the Lord. You're not. You're not going to find it. I've helped in a lot of youth services. Not as many as these other preachers. And every time I try to go, help in one of these services, I say, Lord, just because it's a youth service, I don't want to get in Josh. I want to do what you have me to do. I want to say what you have me to say. I want to read what you have me to read. I want to do everything that you have me to do. And if I got to thinking, if we all was to do that, what would we see?
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you. I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, we had this 10 years ago. We had this 20 years ago. We had this last year. We can have it today.
Amen.
We can have it tomorrow if He tarries us coming.
Amen.
He can do it again.
Amen.
He has no respect of persons.
Right.
What He done for me, He'll do for you.
Amen.
He's faithful and just.
Amen.
We got to do something. Brother Jeff comes up here and preaches his heart out, and you're sitting on the bench cold as a cucumber and not receiving the word. You might hear it and let it go in and out one ear, but if you're not doing nothing with it, then you're not going home in any better shape than you left with when you come with. I'm sorry, Brother Jeff. I'm sorry that I hadn't done everything I should have done. I got thinking so many times, it's not all about Josh, but look, I wonder what he would have done for me if I had been obedient all this time.
That's right.
And I have to say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him. She made that step. And what'd she do? She told him the truth. He already knows, so you might as well just admit it. He knows what you are. He knows what you ain't. It's not proper English, but it's the truth. He knows exactly where you're at tonight. He knows where I'm at. He's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. As far as I'm concerned, he's my everything. And he should be yours too. But you know what? He is standing here tonight giving you the opportunity to make it happen. To make it right. Are you going to sit on the bench tonight? Are you going to hold on to it like I did and miss out on so many blessings because I was under conviction? I wasn't doing right. Wasn't living right. People come to me, Brother Jeff said, everything all right, Brother Josh. And I'd have to do this because I couldn't look them in the eye. I couldn't look him in the eye because I knew. God knows it tonight. He knows the very number of hair that's on our head. There's no line. There's no use to. Might as well just admit it. And if you admit it, yeah, it's hard sometimes. It's hard coming down here and saying, Lord, forgive me. It's hard to humble ourselves. Sometimes we just got too much pride. But if you'll just leave that to the side and come down here, and be earnest about it tonight.
That's right.
Boy, a change will be made.
Sure it will.
If you'll come see this man named Jesus, I believe that you'll go tell somebody. If he's made a change in your life, I believe you're going to tell somebody.
That's right.
So I've done this. I can't stand up and tell it. I can't testify. I got news for you. It's your responsibility.
Blessing God.
It's your responsibility.
Blessing Lord.
He's done so much for us tonight. God's been good tonight. He's been good. He is good. And he's still going to be good for eternity. Because you know why? He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's everything tonight. James, I marked a scripture a minute ago. Most of you probably quote it. James 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one to another that you may be healed. Listen to this. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
We got to get righteous first.
Amen.
Got to strive for it. What's that mean? To be in the center of God's will. Coming down here and praying and not meaning it. If you're doing something for show, it's not going to get that high. But if you're broken, say, preacher, every time I come down to pray, don't mean I'm out in sin. That's right. Many times the Lord spoke to my heart saying, get up and go pray for somebody.
That's right.
Sometimes I do it, sometimes I wouldn't. And when I wouldn't, I'd take a whooping. So I wouldn't say that. Well, it's just the truth, Brother Jeff. It's just the truth. I believe if we get in one mind and one accord, God will answer our prayer.
Yes, he will.
If it's his will and we're in where we need to be, he's going to do something. He's going to do something. I'm not apologizing for what happened tonight or the service or the way the message came. I'm thankful. You know why? Because I had to do some checking up. I realized that there was room where I can move up. And I'm thankful, Lord, for what the Lord's brought. It's been different. Every time I try to stand, the Lord gives me something different. So I can read the same scripture 5 or 6 times, and one day get one thing, and the next day get something else. And I'm so thankful that He supplies our needs. He supplies our needs. If it was up to me, I try to heal everybody. But you know what? It's not up to me. Because I'm not God's son. I'm not His only son. Jesus was that person. He lived on this earth sinless. I've sinned. If I could do it for you, I would. But I can't. I can't. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till that door's shut. Don't wait. Because I can't open that door. I can go back there and try to open that door right there. But I can't open the door to your heart. It's up to you tonight. The decision is yours. Whether what you're going to do. I want Sister Nicole, come sing for us. I want us to stand. And Brother Jeff, come up here. And I just want us to be obedient tonight. If you need to come pray or whatever, don't let the devil say, don't go pray. Somebody's going to think something's wrong. You might miss out on a blessing. You might total whooping too. If you just be obedient.